It's actually because people are not necessarily consciously aware that they're being packaged and presented a series of political ideas that they are willing to be so influenced, or that they are open to being so influenced. Aristotle refers to the power of pathos, the ability to influence or direct people through connecting with them emotionally and affecting, you know, that affect of communication. And so because people, if they were going to a traditional political debate, they know what to expect. They know what their opinions are. And it's unlikely that actually logical persuasion is going to move them to embrace a different kind of perception about politics. But because they're coming to consume entertainment and they're being moved on an emotional level, that's what actually makes this so powerful. It was the philosopher Richard Rorty who once said that Uncle Tom's Cabin did more to influence people's perception about civil rights than any form of social protest ever did.
Is this a top-down kind of thing? I mean, are these the writers and creators, are they just kind of reflecting their own views and then putting it out there? Or are they just reflecting the kind of social values at large? And I mean, would people watch these if it didn't reflect their own values as viewers and consumers? Or are people really that open to these ideas, which are not new ideas necessarily, but they're being packaged in a new way?
You know, absolutely. Within the United States, you know, we value this idea of open democracy, and we, you know, there's all sorts of fear about centralized governmental authority and too much power amongst the government. And yet we will flock to Christopher Nolan films in which Batman engages in extraordinary rendition and pulls people out of foreign countries, uses their cell phones to spy on them on a mass level. And we applaud that as being heroic. I mean, these are films, the action film in particular, and Carl Burgatz does a fantastic job in the Homer Simpson Ponders Politics book of talking about how all these action films engage in presenting all of these illiberal, very authoritarian, in some ways very fascist kind of models, and yet we consume those as blockbuster hits, and they do influence the way that we begin to think about how government ought to use power.
And I think that and that's a really good example. It seems to me that no matter what your view is, you're going to react to that sort of very vivid example of illiberalism. Either you're going to applaud what it is that Batman did, or you're going to be appalled by it. But either way, you're going to be talking about it. And then what's becoming more and more common is that scholars like Joe and I are trying to tap into that conversation as a way then to further the conversation so people keep thinking about those sorts of things in pop culture.